And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another round of Community Connection. And today we have Aaron Vaughn, and he is running for Washington County Sheriff. He's joining us in studio today. Aaron, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
The last time we got together, I think, was at the forum, you and I.
Yeah.
You were here while I was on vacation, missed you there.
Yeah.
But you are running for sheriff. Now, you've been in the Bartlesville area most of your life.
Sure. Yeah. Since the age of 8.
Is that, yeah. And you've also done a little hitch with Uncle Sam.
Yes, I served 13 years in the Oklahoma Army National Guard, the 45th Infantry Division.
That's a little bit more than a hitch.
Yeah, I was deployed to Afghanistan in 03 and 04. So.
Tell us a little bit about your law enforcement experience.
I started here in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. I served my rookie year here. I left Bartlesville, pursued some private security things out of state. When I came back, I was given the opportunity to serve the community of Dewey as a law enforcement officer, where I did so for 7 years. So.
Wow, that's a good long time. Yeah. And you got a lot of experience under your belt. But you're a little bit more than a one-dimensional fella. You also have seen a little bit of the world beyond the military. I understand you have quite a musical career going on.
I do. God has blessed me tremendously. I have a band. The name of the band is New Kings. We've got to travel from Montana to West Virginia, all the way over to England, and share the gospel and the love of Jesus with people all over the world. So
that's very cool. Now, you're running for sheriff of Washington County. What is your platform, and what do you hope to bring to the office should you be elected?
Sure. Well, my platform is based on three principles. The first being moral accountability. The second is fiscal responsibility. And the third is operational efficiency. I believe bringing some moral accountability first and foremost to the office will set a precedence for all the other principles and ideas that I have. So,
now, how do you plan on making really good relations with the community? The term community policing is something that has been around since, I guess, the turn of the last century. But how do you see that? How do you vision that, and how would that apply to the Washington County Sheriff deputies?
Well, I look forward to establishing a lot of unique and diverse groups that are basically comprised of citizens from all over the county. Mm-hmm. And these groups can meet with me on a regular basis as sheriff, and we can discuss any issues, any ideas for change, movement to better the communities that we live in. So,
kind of an open door policy.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. As far as how our deputies get out and about and serve the community, do you have any ideas for improvement?
Sure. I think first and foremost, manpower is an essential with any law enforcement agency. Particularly, I'd like to see a very strengthened reserve program with the Washington County Sheriff's Office. I think empowering citizens who want to take part in protecting their own communities is very, very essential in that aspect to what you're referring to. I think the more we can educate and train each other, the better equipped we'll be.
We're talking with Aaron Vaughn, and he is running for sheriff of Washington County. In fact, you can vote today and tomorrow. In-person voting is going on, but the official date for us old-timers would be Tuesday.
Yeah.
I still like to show up. I don't know why.
Got to get that sticker.
You got to get the sticker. You got to say howdy to the poll judges, and you got to go, ooh, those donuts look like a little stale.
Exercise that right. Exercise that right.
So anyway, we are having a conversation about the sheriff's office. That is the office that Aaron is seeking right now. And when it comes to being a person of the community, some people feel that that bodes well, because if you're from an area, spent a lot of time in the area, yet had some experiences elsewhere, you kind of bring the two different experiences together, as you have when you were off in the service.
Absolutely. I think diversity is how we're built. It's how God made us, you know, very diverse, and we're created in His image. We're all beautiful and unique, and I think we all have our own individual ways that we can bring ideas together. It just takes sitting down, coming together, communicating properly and responsibly, collectively, and putting those ideas to paper and then carrying them out. So.
Now, one of the functions that the sheriff has is oversight over the detention center, the jail, if you will. What do you see as something that you'd like to bring to the management of that facility? Some new eyes?
Absolutely. I think it's important that we evaluate policy and procedure thoroughly, and that we're making sure that the sheriff's office is operating by every state standard that they're supposed to. And once we do that, we can establish great essential personnel to run it. So,
we've been seeing some effects of an arrest gone bad in Minnesota about a month ago.
Sure.
As a sworn officer and also as a person who could potentially be the sheriff of Washington County, what kind of training would you like to bring for your deputies in order to be updated in the do's and don'ts? So what are you looking at as possibly a scenario for updated training?
Well, I think we can all agree that that was a heartbreaking incident, and those things are tragic. I think accountability comes to mind first and foremost. I think more training, training specifically on de-escalation of situations is paramount. I think officers have to be able to take a situation from 60 to zero, so to speak, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And try to go home to their families and send whoever they're dealing with home to their families safely.
How do you feel about this notion of maybe trying to replace officers of the law with so-called social workers? Do you see that as something that as a panacea or something that's practical?
No, I don't think it's practical at all. We need men and women of courage, of sound mind, to be able to get out here and operate and stand on that front line for the innocent. And my hat's off to every social worker out there. I think we need to work closely with social workers in order to bring about greater services of mental health and care for people who need it. But when it comes to those combat-type situations, and I say that because that's exactly what they are. They're just on a minor, a smaller scale.
Just sure.
When it comes to those, we need highly trained and efficient, reasonably acting men and women who carry that badge.
Very good. I'm going to let you freeform here for a little bit. I think that's important, too. Your message that you'd like to carry forward to the voters and potential voters in Washington County today.
Well, first and foremost, I think we have to get back to the principles that this country was founded upon. I think we have strayed from them as a nation. I think as a county, the best way to affect change, so to speak, is to start on a local level. And I think coming together in ways which honor and basically love on one another, I think is critical. I think we have to not go back to the drawing board, but we do need to move forward with new ideas and new innovation, ways to create avenues to better prepare us for every situation that we see around us today. I think the message that I would get out is to be hopeful in the law, be hopeful in the law enforcement officers that are serving this community, and pray, have faith in God to appoint the appropriate leaders and the men and women to carry out those duties that we entrust.
Very good. How's the campaign been going so far?
It's been great. You know, it's
roller coaster some days, isn't it?
It is. It's up and down, but, you know, I got a great team. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful for God has blessed me with tremendous people to surround me and help get my message out. And the the interaction that I've had with the community has been incredible. So,
very good. What prompted you to say, hey, you know, my life's pretty good so far. I want to be sheriff.
I've always had a heart to serve. I've always had a just a desire to help others. And I think God called me to this. And I believe that I'm sitting here with you on these early election days for divine purpose. So,
all right. This is Aaron Bond. He is running for the sheriff of Washington County. When you were in the service, were you ever involved with the MPs?
Yeah, actually, we worked closely with a unit. I believe they were out of Maryland at the time. Don't quote me on that because I can't remember, a long time ago. But we worked closely with them. We did some patrols with them, some security with them, and it was a very interesting time. It's a little different, law enforcement in a combat zone. But
yeah, it is. It is. What made you turn your sights toward law enforcement?
When I came home, that heart to serve, understanding that I needed to find a place where my training and skill set, the things that I had been taught, could translate over into the civilian side and in the communities that I was involved. It just made sense. Law enforcement basically was a calling for me from one extreme service to another, I guess you could say. So,
well, folks, they always ask this question. You got to ask the candidate, what's their management style? Well, how would you typify your style as it relates to perhaps deputies or coworkers and other folks who might be working in administration?
Sure. I would say that I'm a I have an accountable management style, meaning that I...
That came from the military, didn't it?
Yes, yeah. It did. I have certain standards that I expect, and I will operate within a trust to those that I've appointed to carry out the duties that I expect them to carry out, meaning I don't like micromanagement either. I believe that I should be able to task you as a leader with certain things, and you should be able to carry those out without me having to stand over your shoulder to do it, and allow you the freedom to do it to the best of your ability. So,
very good. Thank you for sharing that insight with us. A lot of people are curious about that. I mean, sure. After all, not only will you have the deputies in the field, but the administrative team and also the team at the detention center.
Absolutely.
That's a lot of teams.
It is.
Comprise one big team.
Yeah.
We're talking with Aaron Vaughn, and he is running for sheriff of Washington County. If folks want to read up on you or take a longer look at their leisure as to what you're all about, do you have a website or a Facebook page or both?
Sure. We have a social media Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's Aaron, Friends of Aaron Vaughn, or Aaron Vaughn for Washington County Sheriff on Facebook. Our website, they can go to and message us directly, read up on all of my qualifications, everything that we have going on, my platform. They can message us directly there, and that's AaronRayVaughn.com.
Okay, very good. We're going to be, of course, as we do with all of our candidates, create a thing on our website, and also we attach it with the Facebook Live, which you're now starring in, so folks can get the encapsulation of our conversation here. And I want to thank you for dropping by today.
Thank you for having me.
It's nice to have you in. I know you've got some more activities going on today, too. I mean,
this
is after working all last night. What do you got on the agenda?
Well, this evening, 6:30 p.m., we're holding a meet-and-greet event with a live DJ and music and hot dogs and water and kiddie park tickets for the kids. We love to talk to people, answer questions, and let them get to know me and let me get to know them. So,
all right. That'll be tonight?
Tonight at the pavilion next to the kiddie park.
All right. Aaron Vaughn, thank you very much. Appreciate
you
being
blessing.
With us
thank
right
you.
Here on our community.